mainly this story that just popped up and sort of the way we speak to each other. Now, I can already tell what's going to happen from some people. Toughen up, you're a wuss, they're just words, yada, yada, yada. It's dumbness all around. Stupidity, ridiculousness on both sides. Again, all around. Let me now paint the scene for you. Tell the tale. Get it started. Here we go.
The Democrats posted a video saying the Trump administration is pitting uniformed military and intelligence professionals against American citizens. President Trump called that seditious behavior punishable by death. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul described that as dangerous.
I think we should be careful about rhetoric.
The president has ordered troops into U.S. cities and airstrikes in international waters.
Okay, that video went kind of like this.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
And right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
Okay. Now, there needs to be clear illegal orders, first of all. That's the first thing. But I digress. We dive into what the president said, because he kind of has his own Twitter, this Truth Social, right? He writes, it's called seditious behavior of the highest level. Each one of these traitors to the country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We won't have a country anymore. An example must be set. And seditious behavior punishable by death. He also goes on to say, this is really bad and dangerous to our country. Their words, like I said, cannot be allowed to stand. So that's where we are in all of this. Here's the thing. The use of the word death is stupid. Really. He could have used another word. And it's both sides. You can't tell this whole tale without telling the tale of Jay Jones, the Virginia Attorney General. Anytime that people go down this road and talk about death, talk about killing, even allude to it, or bodily harm, it's stupidity, it's nonsense, it's ridiculousness from elected officials. And here's why. If you, me, or Joe and Milvel go on social media and talk about death or bodily harm or hurting an elected official, do you know what happens? Secret Service knocks on our door. They just do. That's the way that it works. So whether you're on this side, whether you're on that side, whether you're somewhere in the middle, I don't care. Where I look at is this. When you become an elected official in this country, and particularly the highest office in this country, but truly any elected official, this whole nonsense about bodily harm, this nonsense about being a Nazi, which has been put out there, this nonsense that Jay Jones served us, this nonsense that Trump is serving us right now, all of it, scale your words back. Fire away at me, call me a wuss, do all of that. But when you say punishable by death, it's stupid. It's flimsy. It's ridiculous. just the same as when you write three people, two bullets, Gilbert, Hitler, Pol Pot, all of that. You've got to be above the fray. And when you're not above the fray, when you dive into it, roll your sleeves up, and get in the mud like this, expect it to be messy. And that's precisely where we are today. Messy. And what's going to happen is this. And it's already happened. And it's very predictable. People are going to mount up on their side. They're only going to pay attention to what they want to pay attention to. And that's this. Things to bolster their argument. So the Democrats are going to say, our people are right. Trump's a scumbag. He's calling for death. Is he really? I don't know. He shouldn't have used the word death. That's for sure. Republicans are going to say, no, he's calling for people right now to be arrested and put on trial. Is he? I don't know. And they are going to point at people like Jay Jones in the past and say, well, what about? But the thing is, you can't shout them down either, because he truly did call for death. In all of this, it's really simple. It's actually not all that difficult of a proposition. I don't care if you're on the school board at Leechburg or you're the president of the United States of America. When you're an elected official, it does you absolutely, positively no good to wade into the waters where it's about bodily harm and death. It's stupid. You can make just as much of an impact speaking forcefully, talking about upholding the Constitution, speaking ill, in a way, about your enemy or the other side, because in a two-party system, that's all we do now. But when you go down that road and talk about death or bodily harm, physicality, something like that, you open yourself up for the critics to smash you. Absolutely smash you. And you know what? There's no way in the world there's justification. There's a whole lot of words in the English language. I mean, tons. I don't even know one 1/32nd of the English of the words in the English language. What I do know is this. If I'm an elected official, or hell, even if I'm just a guy that talks into a microphone for 4 hours a day, I know the ones not to use, to stay away from, the ones to steer clear of. And talking about killing someone, or even being adjacent to that and alluding to it, or hurting them, it just gets you more in a jam than anything else. Pure stupidity. And that goes for both sides.